The kitchen. It has the central position in the house, between the village room and the town room. It is interesting for the way it is illuminated from above, through a skylight which in itself constitutes a splendid architectural solution, as, due to its position, indirect light is not sufficient. All objects of daily use are placed in the kitchen, on the open cupboards and by the fireplace. The kitchen. It has the central position in the house, between the village room and the town room. It is interesting for the way it is illuminated from above, through a skylight which in itself constitutes a splendid architectural solution, as, due to its position, indirect light is not sufficient. All objects of daily use are placed in the kitchen, on the open cupboards and by the fireplace. The kitchen. It has the central position in the house, between the village room and the town room. It is interesting for the way it is illuminated from above, through a skylight which in itself constitutes a splendid architectural solution, as, due to its position, indirect light is not sufficient. All objects of daily use are placed in the kitchen, on the open cupboards and by the fireplace. The kitchen. It has the central position in the house, between the village room and the town room. It is interesting for the way it is illuminated from above, through a skylight which in itself constitutes a splendid architectural solution, as, due to its position, indirect light is not sufficient. All objects of daily use are placed in the kitchen, on the open cupboards and by the fireplace. The kitchen. It has the central position in the house, between the village room and the town room. It is interesting for the way it is illuminated from above, through a skylight which in itself constitutes a splendid architectural solution, as, due to its position, indirect light is not sufficient. All objects of daily use are placed in the kitchen, on the open cupboards and by the fireplace. The kitchen. It has the central position in the house, between the village room and the town room. It is interesting for the way it is illuminated from above, through a skylight which in itself constitutes a splendid architectural solution, as, due to its position, indirect light is not sufficient. All objects of daily use are placed in the kitchen, on the open cupboards and by the fireplace. The kitchen. It has the central position in the house, between the village room and the town room. It is interesting for the way it is illuminated from above, through a skylight which in itself constitutes a splendid architectural solution, as, due to its position, indirect light is not sufficient. All objects of daily use are placed in the kitchen, on the open cupboards and by the fireplace. The kitchen. It has the central position in the house, between the village room and the town room. It is interesting for the way it is illuminated from above, through a skylight which in itself constitutes a splendid architectural solution, as, due to its position, indirect light is not sufficient. All objects of daily use are placed in the kitchen, on the open cupboards and by the fireplace. The kitchen. It has the central position in the house, between the village room and the town room. It is interesting for the way it is illuminated from above, through a skylight which in itself constitutes a splendid architectural solution, as, due to its position, indirect light is not sufficient. All objects of daily use are placed in the kitchen, on the open cupboards and by the fireplace. The kitchen. It has the central position in the house, between the village room and the town room. It is interesting for the way it is illuminated from above, through a skylight which in itself constitutes a splendid architectural solution, as, due to its position, indirect light is not sufficient. All objects of daily use are placed in the kitchen, on the open cupboards and by the fireplace. The kitchen. It has the central position in the house, between the village room and the town room. It is interesting for the way it is illuminated from above, through a skylight which in itself constitutes a splendid architectural solution, as, due to its position, indirect light is not sufficient. All objects of daily use are placed in the kitchen, on the open cupboards and by the fireplace. The kitchen. It has the central position in the house, between the village room and the town room. It is interesting for the way it is illuminated from above, through a skylight which in itself constitutes a splendid architectural solution, as, due to its position, indirect light is not sufficient. All objects of daily use are placed in the kitchen, on the open cupboards and by the fireplace. The kitchen. It has the central position in the house, between the village room and the town room. It is interesting for the way it is illuminated from above, through a skylight which in itself constitutes a splendid architectural solution, as, due to its position, indirect light is not sufficient. All objects of daily use are placed in the kitchen, on the open cupboards and by the fireplace. The kitchen. It has the central position in the house, between the village room and the town room. It is interesting for the way it is illuminated from above, through a skylight which in itself constitutes a splendid architectural solution, as, due to its position, indirect light is not sufficient. All objects of daily use are placed in the kitchen, on the open cupboards and by the fireplace. The kitchen. It has the central position in the house, between the village room and the town room. It is interesting for the way it is illuminated from above, through a skylight which in itself constitutes a splendid architectural solution, as, due to its position, indirect light is not sufficient. All objects of daily use are placed in the kitchen, on the open cupboards and by the fireplace. The kitchen. It has the central position in the house, between the village room and the town room. It is interesting for the way it is illuminated from above, through a skylight which in itself constitutes a splendid architectural solution, as, due to its position, indirect light is not sufficient. All objects of daily use are placed in the kitchen, on the open cupboards and by the fireplace. The kitchen. It has the central position in the house, between the village room and the town room. It is interesting for the way it is illuminated from above, through a skylight which in itself constitutes a splendid architectural solution, as, due to its position, indirect light is not sufficient. All objects of daily use are placed in the kitchen, on the open cupboards and by the fireplace. The kitchen. It has the central position in the house, between the village room and the town room. It is interesting for the way it is illuminated from above, through a skylight which in itself constitutes a splendid architectural solution, as, due to its position, indirect light is not sufficient. All objects of daily use are placed in the kitchen, on the open cupboards and by the fireplace.